Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay, baby. Your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast of REI Radio and Radio Pushes Handy. And tonight, my people, tonight on the roster, we have my boy Main coming through to talk to us and my boy Glorious Ace to go ahead and spread some glorious things with us. Now, I got one of my honeys on the line, baby. Go ahead.
I don't know how to do it on here.
Tell me the name and who you are.
Can you figure it out? Can you figure this out? I can't figure it out.
Hey, boy, you on the line? Hey, you on the line with the Dream Hustle Win? What's going on with you, baby?
Yes. Everything's good. Everything's good. I'm kind of getting a bad connection here.
Your phone is not kind of bad, honey. Are you in a good space for this?
I'm just right in my house, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm in my living room, but it's like kind of a back and it's just kind of breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, it's breaking up a lot, honey. But while we got you on the line, I hope we don't lose you. Why don't you go ahead and talk to the people? Tell them who you are and what you do.
Real bad, maybe if I hang up and call back, you know, I can get a better connection.
Yeah.
You might have to have a better idea. I have a better idea. I'm going to take my phone off my Wi-Fi. That might help.
Well, we're going to have to figure something out, honey, because they're waiting to hear from you, boo. Now, like I said, we're going to be having my boy Main and my boy Glorious Ace coming in. My boy Glorious Ace, he's coming through with some tracks for that behind, honey. He's coming through with his Joan rocket ship, you know what I'm saying? And he's coming through with his Joan. Oh, I lost it, honey. We got rocket ship and we got Love Is Pain, honey. Now, if y'all haven't checked Glorious Ace out, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and do that, you know what I'm saying? My boy is coming out of to the high, to the old, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland, the city that he coming from. Hey! So y'all need to go ahead and check him out. My man has been doing some good things, you know what I'm saying, over the years. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check him out. Do we got you on a better connection, honey?
I can hear you. You're still kind of breaking up, though. I mean, I'm going to have to do the best I can. But I'm hearing you, though.
We're going to have to rock it out. I can hear you, too. I just hope my people, if y'all hearing them, you know what I'm saying, pay attention. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and talk to the people. Introduce yourself and tell them who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is the Glorious Ace from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a music producer, you know, actor. I've been doing music for a long time, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. Wow. Trying to produce this, get this album out. I'm downstairs just so I got to move another spot. So I'm hearing myself just throwing me off.
Okay. Now, I must say, you know what I'm saying, I would serve 2 of your tracks on a platter. You feel me? And the selection when it came to the beat making was awesome. Now, darling, who do you have rocking with you when it comes to these beats? You know what I'm saying? Is it something that you just finding online? You got somebody that you rocking with, or is that you?
Okay. Most of the beats I'm rocking with, a cat out of Houston, Texas, at the truth. On this album here, I only produced 2 tracks. But most of it was produced by Exhibit Truth and Ryan Perkins out of Louisiana. I Make Fire Beats.com. He's dope. Check him out. That's basically who all produced this album. Just me and those 2 cats there.
Okay. Well, I really like, you know what I'm saying, the fact that they really got your back when it comes to these, you know, when it comes to these tracks because, you know what I'm saying, a cat can serve you anything, you know what I'm saying? And some people be out here with their egos big enough to believe, I can make heat out of anything. No, honey, I'm going to need you to stop. You cannot. Okay. So, know what I'm saying? Hats off to you and your team, you know what I'm saying, you and your people. And hats off to you and your decision-making when it comes to you selecting even the right type of beats to even ride on, you know what I'm saying? Now, you have a very different style to you, you know what I mean? Like, who are some of your influences?
I have a lot of influences. But to explain my style, this is what I hear, and a lot of people tell me, you know, that they hear my style is kind of like a Busta Rhymes, Mystical, Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz kind of mix, you know, say on Lil Touch of Notorious B.I.G. That's basically what my style is, but what I hear and everybody else here, it's like an energetic hype style, you know. I'm not really a real laid back rapper, but I can talk about laid back things. And that's basically what my style is, you know. It's just that hype style is what you listen to when you're at the club and you're having that good dress and you see that woman you want to dance with. You put up a glorious face, but all this pain, it's all good.
Hey, y'all heard him. He out here doing it. You know what I'm saying? I want to give you a chance to go ahead and shout out all your social media handles. You know what I'm saying? Spell it out real slow so they know where to go.
Okay. My Twitter is at SirAce2611. My Instagram is TheGloriousAce. Okay, mess that up. That's just straight TheGloriousAce. My Facebook is just Ace Man. Yes, that's the ACDMAN. Ace actually was my original name. I recently changed to the Glorious Ace. Yeah. So a lot of people call me Ace. That's actually my real nickname from childhood is Ace Man. Is Ace.
Okay. Now, I was reading, you know what I'm saying, because I'm sent, you know, information on all the artists that way I can get, you know, get to know you a little bit before I get on the air with you. Now, I read that you're an ambassador with Radio Pushers, and for my people who don't know what that means, go ahead and talk to them about what that opportunity means.
Oh, well, it's been a great opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to work with Radio Pushers TV. I mean, they actually helped. And boost my career, you know, getting my music, you know, play, you know, on internet radio. You know, I really appreciate that because you got to have the music playing somewhere, you know. You can't get your music played, you know, on FM radio or even you got it in place where somebody got to hear it. And I really appreciate them being the microphone for me, you know, like being that voice for me and getting my music writing and things I've learned from, you know, talking to Jonathan and talking to Patient Jay, you know, saying understanding what it takes to hustle in this music business. You know, people don't know that, you know, I worked almost 3 jobs just to do this. Now I don't sit around, you know, and just listen to Jonathan tell me his story, you know, how he had to struggle just to get ready, which is, you know, saying going. It just gave me that influence, you know, saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm struggling too, and I'm trying to get, you know, somewhere here. Even if I never cut a major record deal, you know, my music is out there that people can hear it. I ain't making music just for me to listen to in my car to myself. That's very boring.
I mean, you definitely want to be able to have your music being pushed everywhere, you know what I'm saying? It definitely helps the more people you can get involved with, you know what I'm saying? That way you can find it on more outlets, you know. People want to be able to Google you. They want to be able to see you. They want to be able to know who you are, you know, get personal with you and your music. So, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to you. Shouts out to Radio Pushers, you know what I'm saying? Because without a team, sometimes there ain't no dream. You feel me? So we got to make sure that we do all that we can to make sure we have a plan. Yeah, dig? So I want to go ahead and skip on over because I believe, my boy Maine is in the building. Do I got you, Maine, honey?
What's going on, y'all?
I'm glad I got you on, my guy. What's good with you, Papa?
Just chilling, man. Just working. Just, putting
right.
records out. Yeah.
Now, the track that I got sent was called Bad Bitches and Champagne. You know what I mean? And I always tell people, you never judge a book by its cover, you know what I'm saying? But my goofy motherfucking ass, I was like, oh, shit, no sex in the champagne. No sex in the champagne. I was like, hold on, let me just quit. Okay, let me listen to the goddamn track because I know my boy ain't on the Chris Rock. So I let the track play. And from the beginning, you know what I'm saying, because I was already amped up on some silly shit. From the beginning, you start chanting Bad Bitches and Champagne over and over. I'm like, oh, he got me. He probably built some Chris Rock. I ain't going to lie to you. I expected it to be a whole parody track, but then you surprised me. You surprised me and dropped some vocals on me. You feel me? I wasn't expecting it. No, it's singing to me. And so why don't you go ahead and talk to my people about your track, Bad Bitches and Champagne, honey?
Okay, well, basically, it's like a club record, you know, when you're around models, you know, the bartenders and everything, and they bring you your champagne. I just, you know, I have them in the VIP. And then I linked up with Tony Yayo from G-Unit, and we put it together. And also my boy Show Hunger's on the record too. So that's how we got it.
Definitely, definitely. Now go ahead and talk to my people about who you are and what you're doing.
Well, my name is Maine. I'm from Long Island, New York. I'm an R&B singer. I'm actually working with Eric Sermon in the Def Squad right now. We're working on a new project as we speak, actually. I just left the studio.
Hey.
Yep.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. Now, I know most cats have aspirations to, I would say, live the Bad Bitches and Champagne life, you know what I'm saying, which to me, in my mind, is these extra bills in the first. But, saying in moderation, it could be a good thing. But go ahead and talk to the people about the importance of remaining professional and upping your skills in order to have them champagne and caviar wishes and dreams.
Well, right now, like I said, there's not too much good music out right now. So I've been singing my whole life. I've been through the church and everything. I practice every day. It's pretty much, you know, I'm just trying to bring some real music back and show people real vocals. That's what I'm working with right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, for my people that don't familiar with you and your music, why don't you go ahead? Ooh, got somebody in the background talking to you. Tell us that what it is. Go ahead and talk to the people about
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got a bag of you, honey. For the people who don't know you, why don't you go ahead and take some time to go ahead and spit out all your social media handles. Let them know where they can find you at, honey.
Okay. My Twitter is Twitter/Maine80. My Facebook is my first name and last name, Jermaine S. Johnson. My Instagram is Ghetto Life Music TV. And I also have Reverb Nation, which is Ghetto Life Music. And my SoundCloud is Maine Music NYC.
Okay, okay. For all my people that was listening, you know exactly where he at. You know what I'm saying? So go check him out. You feel me? Now, I want you to go ahead and talk to me. Like, do you have any new developments coming up? Any shows? Any videos, anything, you know, the people should be checking for you for?
Oh, well, yeah, like I said, I'm working with the Def Squad, so I'm having probably maybe about 8 new records coming out. We don't have the title yet, but just look out for it. It's going to be on the Def Squad brand. Also, I'm on Eric Sermon's album. Look out for a record with me him and Too Short and Devin the Dude. And I'm on a record with Snoop and Ice Cube and Eric Sermon.
Yo, you got some names behind you, Papa. I'm very impressed by that. And you got Devin the Dude, Mister. I'll be sitting in the bathroom, boo-booing. Hey, that was my joint back in the day. You know what I'm saying? People don't even remember that joint.
Yep.
And the cast that's probably sitting there, I was like, what in the hell is she talking about? If you don't know, honey, I'm going to need you to back it on up and find out who exactly who that is and what is going on with that, because my guy has got some big names behind him. You know what I'm saying? Name dropping in here and all of that. Look at you. Look at you. Now, as far as your 2018, like it's been treating you very well, huh?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
That's dope. Like, is there any ways that you're, like, going ahead and rebranding or branding your name? I know some cats is, you know, some cats is doing the T-shirt thing. You know what I'm saying? I know a cat right now is doing wristbands. Cats is doing hats. You know what I'm saying? Cats is acting. Cats is out here, you know what I'm saying, doing, hosting different shows. So anything that you're doing besides the music, you know what I'm saying, that is branding your name right now?
Also, I have a clothing company with my son. It's called Vont Clothes.
Hey.
We're doing that.
Do you have a website for that? Or is it a way people
yes,
to hit
I
you up if they're interested in
I believe it's VontUSA.com.
Okay, KK. And how old is your boy?
He just turned 19.
Oh, he's doing it big there. So I'm going to need all y'all listeners to go over and help my young entrepreneur out. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy for our young kings and queens to get out here because they don't have many people to look up to. They don't have too much substance to look up to. So hats off to you, you know what I'm saying, for even leading the young prince, you know what I'm saying, into an endeavor like this, you know what I'm saying, and showing him the right way to go ahead and live his life. You know what I'm saying? We need more of that. Y'all need to check my boy Maine out. He's doing things out here. He got these names behind him. Y'all need to check for the things that he got going on. I need y'all to check for my boy, Glorious Ace, as well. He's out here doing things, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance, Miss Maine, to go ahead and shout your camp out, because without November, there is no you and vice versa, honey. Sometimes it does make that team take a dream, no matter how small. But I want you to go ahead and show your love and shout them out.
I want to shout out, of course, Eric Sermon, the boss over at Death Squad, Keith Murray, Redman, my boy Show Hunger, Tony Yayo, G-Unit, 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, and everybody else that's rocking with me.
No doubt, honey. Y'all need to check him out. You know what I'm saying? My boy Maine is doing some things, honey. Y'all need to make sure y'all checking for his Joan. Bad Bitches in Champagne, honey, because I know I checked it out, so don't be the last one to get around to it. You dig? Now, Mr. Glorious Ace, I want you to do the same. I want you to go ahead and talk to your people. Show them some love, you know what I'm saying, and give them their shout-out.
Yo, I just want to just give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all my my fans, my friends, and everybody that's listening. That's it, period.
No doubt. Now, I want to thank y'all for being a part of the Dream Hustle Win podcast. You know what I'm saying? And before I go, I want to talk to you real quick. We have listeners that are listening for all different types of reasons. You know what I'm saying? We have people that want to just support. We have listeners. We have fans. You know what I'm saying? So talk to them and let them know exactly what you need for them to do for you.
I need everybody to go. Oh, okay.
Then yeah, Mr. Glorious.
Oh, I thought I thought the question was for me. That's my bad.
I'm sorry. Mr. Maine, go ahead and talk to the people real quick about what you need from them, honey.
Okay, I need them to go and support the song Bad Bitches and Champagne. You can go download it, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. I believe I'm on every streaming service. So I need everybody to go through that.
Yeah, Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, same thing, y'all need to go ahead and like, share, comment, support, you know what I'm saying, the movement. My guy got big names out here that's pushing behind him, you know what I'm saying? So y'all need to go check him out and see what he about. Now, for my boy, Mr. Glorious Ace, do the same. We have people that listen for all types of reasons, and if they never know what you want, you're never going to get what you need. So why don't you go ahead and talk to him real quick, honey?
Oh, basically, I just want, you know, saying everybody just to support, you know, to support my music, you know, like I'm on iTunes, Apple, all the stores. Check out my Pandora station. Just type in the Glorious Ace. It's pretty good. It's pretty dope. And so come out, if you're in the Cleveland area, come out and see my shows. It's unbelievable. My stage presence, my stage performance is really, really wild. That's what I want everybody to do. Come see me. Actually, come see me at Wilbur's Friday on East Heron by the Flats. Friday, 6:30.
Yes, honey. I was
anybody
just about
listening
to ask
in
you.
The area.
You got me closed. Yes, y'all need to go check him out. You know what I'm saying? My boy wants you to come out and show him some love. You know what I mean? So make sure you get out, show him some love. Throw your hands up with my guy. You feel me? Make sure you check in for him. He has a very original sound. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody doing it like him. So y'all need to make sure y'all checking it out. I want to say, guys, join me again. Y'all know I'm a small fish in a big pond. It's right back to the regularly scheduled program. So I want to just say thank you to everybody that went ahead and listened to the podcast tonight. Y'all need to make sure you're checking for my boy, Glorious Ace. That phone rocket ship. Y'all need to stay with the best bitches in Champagne. Hey, this is Being a Girl of the Day, baby, for the Dream Hustle Woman podcast through Aria Radio and Radio Punches. Listen to this, honey. We out.
Peace.
Peace.